to handle generally medical emergencies or whatever type of emergencies that come along in which people's lives are in danger. The idea is to rescue people.
Rather than sending them to the hospital, it's on the spot.
Yeah, eventually it's to get them out of danger and get them to the hospital.
Okay. But they are different from ambulances.
Yes.
Because they can't treat people there.
They can treat people, but an ambulance would be called to carry the person to the hospital.
Okay.
In other words, if there was a wreck, the rescue vehicle would be called to cut the people out of the car.
Right.
Or resuscitator calls, or fires when they have badly burned people, or plane crash, they need help. Or a kid with his head caught between the iron bars on the railing.
Or a dog. I saw a rescue emergency vehicle come take a dog.
Really?
Dog stuck his head between those bicycle racks.
Yeah.
They came and bent one of the things so he could get
That'd be a great picture.
Yeah, would it? If the fire chief came to the fire alone, what might he drive in?
Chief's car.
Okay. What does a policeman drive?
Patrol car or cruiser.
Anything else? Slang games?
Fuzz, I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know any slang names for police cars.
Okay. What about the larger one that can be used to carry people that you've arrested?
Paddy wagon.
Remember Black Mariah?
Yes.
Anything else?
I think those are the main two.
What do you call that aircraft that the police use to do the traffic?
Helicopter.
What do you call the kind of storm that originates in the ocean? Named after women.
Hurricanes.
How about those in the Midwest that have the funnel cloud?
You mean in the South?
Oh, they happen in the South?
They sure do.
Well, yeah, we had some in Atlanta.
Yeah. Tornadoes.
Usually people think of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Right. All right, what about those other storms we have in Atlanta that, I don't know if you have them here or not, but it comes down as rain, but the surface temperature of the Earth is less than 32 degrees.
What, ice storm?
Yeah. Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's been a while, but the last one I can remember that really noticing was when I was a senior. I guess that was in 63, I guess.
All right. What do you call the man who puts out fires?
A fireman or a firefighter.
Any other names? Pejorative names?
No.
And a policeman?
Policeman. Or fuzz. Cop.
Any other terms for
policing? Fuzz or cop.
If you're a pig?
Pig, yeah.
What do you call the place where the firemen work?
Fire hall.
Okay.
No, that's about the only one. Fire station.
And the police?
Police station. Precinct house.
What?
Precinct.
Oh, yeah. If a person was arrested for being drunk in the middle of the night, where would he spend the night?
In jail, we were saying, in the drunk tank. Which is a place in the jail.
Oh, it's a specific place?
Yes, specific group of cells.
Okay. And does each guy have his own cell?
There are two kinds.
Okay.
For the people who seem to be either more violent or perhaps in worse shape, there are little, at least at the city jail in Birmingham. That's another thing that's famous. There was a song about the Birmingham jail.
Oh, I've heard it. Yeah, that's right.
But they're small cubicles about 3 feet by 3 feet by 8 feet that where they're kept until they can straighten up a little bit.
Stand up?
No, well, it would be more comfortable as a little bench to sit on.
Yeah.
But if they're passed out, they just sort of lay. Yeah. But then there are some larger cells where they can keep 4 or 5 people together.
Okay. What does a policeman carry for protection?
A gun.
What kind?
Pistol, generally revolver.
Okay, what are some other kinds of handguns?
Automatics, primarily.
What is an automatic?
Automatic is one in which, I don't know exactly how they work, but